The Bell Witch, a 19th century American ghost story. Are there any famous ghosts from your country? What about witches? One of the most famous ghosts and witches from America was the Bell Witch. She first appeared in the 19th century. She was the inspiration for the film The Blair Witch Project and An American Haunting. She even managed to frighten US President Andrew Jackson. Who was the Bell Witch? And what did she do?
Strange events. It all started in 1817. A farmer, John Bell, saw a strange animal in a cornfield on his property. He described the creature as having the body of a dog and the head of a rabbit. John shot at it and it disappeared. He thought nothing more of it. But then, a few days later, he heard some mysterious banging noises in his house. One night, his sheets were pulled off the bed and thrown onto the floor by an invisible force. A voice started to appear too. It sounded like a woman's voice. Soon afterwards, Betsy Bell, the family's younger daughter and the only daughter still living at home, was violently attacked. Her hair was pulled and her face was slapped.
Screaming. Very soon, the Bell House became famous in all the area. Even the future president of America, Andrew Jackson, president from 1829 to 1837, heard about the Bell Witch. And, in 1819, he decided to go and investigate it in person. But, on approaching the Bell property, Jackson and his group noticed an invisible presence that stopped the wagon. One of the men in the group claimed to be a witch tamer. He said he was going to kill the spirit. However, just after saying that, he began screaming as if in pain. Jackson and his group left the Bell property the following day. Jackson later said, "I'd rather fight the entire British army than deal with the Bell Witch."
Not so friendly. At first, it was thought that the ghost was friendly, but she soon became more sinister. The ghost said that she wanted to kill John Bell, and she did. He died on 20th December 1820. A small vial of poison was found near his body. When the remaining contents were given to the family cat, it too died. That night, the ghost said, "I gave old John a big dose of that last night, and that fixed him." Later, at Bell's burial, the spirit laughed and sung loudly and cheerfully. But that wasn't the end.
A return visit. Before the ghost left, it told Lucy Bell that it would return in 1828. And it did. The ghost spent another 3 weeks at the house and spoke with John Bell Jr., John Bell's son. During the conversations, the ghost predicted the American Civil War, the Great Depression, and both World Wars. According to legend, the spirit said it would return again in 107 years, in 1935.
Another visit. In 1935, the ghost appeared in the former Bell property, and it has remained there ever since. Even today, people say that the sounds of people talking and children playing can sometimes be heard in the area, and it is very difficult to take a good picture there. So, who was the Bell Witch? Some say it was Kate Batts, an eccentric neighbour of John Bell's. She had sued John for cheating her in a land deal. There are documents about a conflict involving John Bell, but they don't appear to have any connection to Kate Batts. Others say that the Bell home had been built on a Native American burial ground. Would you like to visit the area?